The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story, share your experience. Because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me tonight. Okay, so I have something kind of going on with my eye, and I cannot see things as well as I would like to. But I'll tell you, there's also, we talked about the great ant infestation of 2023 of this station. Well, now there seems to be fruit flies running around here, flying around here, and it's that might have something to do with another great moment of AM 950 history, and that would be the great popcorn debacle of 2023, which if I feel up to it, I'll explain more about that in Friday's episode. But so I've seen these little things flying around a little bit, and it's like, okay, whatever. I'm sure they're in my pop and everything now as well, but so I have my computer that I read my stuff off of, my own computer, and that's about, I don't know, about a couple feet away. And so, like I said, I have to squint a little bit to read my stuff, and I'm trying to move things around on my computer screen, but my cursor isn't moving. And I have my mouse over here because obviously they're not nearby each other, and I'm moving this thing around, and I'm moving it around, and it's not doing anything until I realize that cursor is actually a fruit fly. And that thing has been just sitting there, just minding its own business. I'm not here to kill them, okay? I'm not the exterminator. I'm not the bad guy in this story. But I certainly am like, all right, why aren't you moving? I'm getting annoyed. And then it flies away. My cursor flies away. And it's like, well, that's not a cursor. That's a fruit fly. So That is what it's like on a daily basis here at AM 950, and just giving you a little bit of insight into everything of the bug nature that goes on in this fine station. So let's move the bug discussion. We'll talk more about that Friday, I'm sure, but we have a lot to get to tonight, and I'm really excited, and I'll explain more in a second why. There's an event that's coming up this weekend that we're going to be talking about a great deal of, the Minnesota Psychic Fair and Classes. It's August 12th to 13th at the Minneapolis Marriott Airport Hotel. We're going to talk about how you can get in on this, what you can do, what's going to be happening this weekend. I am taking part in this, and I'm very excited about it, but I'm also going to introduce, we have two guests tonight. I'm going to start with our guest who is actually the one that is bringing this exciting fair to Minnesota. Maria Shaw is the country's most popular and beloved astrologer. The reality TV star is loved by millions of fans and followers and known for her amazing accuracy for Hollywood's hottest stars. You've seen her on major television networks and is a popular cast member on season 8's 90 Day Fiancé on TLC. Her credits include appearances on VH1, MTV, NBC, Fox, CBS, E!, and so much more. Maria's predictions reach 61 million homes. As the TV Guide's channel's on-air host, today hundreds of thousands read her weekly horoscope column in the National Enquirer and Soap Opera Digest. Maria is the author of 9 books published in 7 languages. She hosts a daily syndicated CBS radio program, The Maria Shaw Show, and is a regular feature on stations around the country. The former model and television news journalist has spent the past 20 years counseling people from all walks of life in matters of the heart. She uses astrology, numerology, and her own intuition when guiding people to make positive life changes and choices. Along with Maria, we have, of course, the wonderful Char Savoy, who is no stranger to this program. She is the owner of Charvinity and Metamorphosis Connections, as well as an occasional guest host to this program. That's just scratching the surface of what she does. Maria and Char, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Greg, for having us. We are so excited to be here.
Well, yes, thank you.
You are very welcome. And Maria, I have to say, this is, I'm not going to count the last time that I was on the show when I called in on my deathbed. we're going to say that this is the first time, after you've been on my show a number of times, this is the first time that I've actually been the host when you've been on the show. So I've been really excited to do this. And I'm also, Char, I'm very happy that you are taking part tonight as well, because we have a lot of really cool things to talk about today. But the one thing I think we should get to, and we'll talk about it throughout the program, of course, Maria, is the Minnesota Psychic Fair and Classes. That's this weekend, August 12th, 13th, once again at the Minneapolis Marriott Airport Hotel. Could you tell us what we're going to be seeing this weekend, please?
Yes, it's a two-day big summer extravaganza. We're going to have healers and readers and speakers and a big crystal and gem show, both days from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's going to be at the Marriott, like you said, right across from the Mall of America. It's the old Thunderbird Hotel for folks in the area.
Yeah.
And this is my 30th year. I can't believe it. I started when I was 3 years old doing psychic fairs and hosting fairs around the country. And I thought, because it's my 30th year, I'm going to do a give back year. So all of the tickets to the convention this weekend are going to be absolutely free. And they're normally about an $89 charge for the convention, and it includes all the classes both days, except for the afternoon class with Joe Lawson, who's doing a manifesting class. There's a little charge for that. But we're going to have some great speakers. And Saturday, I'm going to be headlining the first class, talking about cosmic karma. We're all in a very karmic time right now. The nodes of fate have changed signs the end of July, and we all have some new karma to work on. So we're going to discuss that and go through everybody's zodiac sign and find out what their lesson is and what their karma is to work on. And then I know you and Char are going to be speaking. And the topic to me is just so fascinating. I have to sit in on the class, and you're going to be speaking on Saturday afternoon as well.
Yes, we
and
are.
So, Char, if you want to tell them a little bit about that, it's a fascinating topic.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the energy karma of the paranormal and the metaphysical realms, because I think there's some misconceptions that they're kind of separate, but they're really kind of the same thing. But there's karma in everything that we do.
Yeah.
So there's karma, you know, in whenever you're doing anything metaphysical, there's karma when you do anything paranormal. So kind of like talking about how that affects everybody and how that works, and taking away, I guess, kind of what you'd say, the stigma that there's a difference between the two.
Interesting. I just, the topic alone just fascinated me. We're also going to have Nancy Randon on Saturday speaking. She's a healer of how to be a badass when you have to get through some difficult times. And Darcy, one of the healers, will also be speaking on how to live a lighter life working with the chakras.
I think she's right before us actually speaking, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And on Sunday, I'm going to be doing my Crossing Over Gallery, my Messages from Heaven, which is normally a $49 ticket. Again, that's going to be free. You just have to register for it so we know how many seats that we need to accommodate. And you can register for all this at mariashaw.com, and we'll send you a little free pass in the mail. And if you just want to come Saturday, that's fine. If you want to come both days, you're more than welcome. And then Dr. Mary is going to be doing a class also on how to find your soul purpose by using different spiritual modalities. Nice. And then Joe Lawson's class will be on manifesting miracles, and there's a $28 charge for that one in the afternoon, and you can also order that. But I think also, besides the opportunity to meet with teachers and mentors and people of like mind, come into the big room, the banquet room, is where all the activity is happening throughout the day with the big psychic fun fair. Now, there's a $10 admission charge to that, and you can sign up for a reader on a walk-in basis or a healer of your choice. Probably have about 20 people there. And Char has put together a beautiful, beautiful, I want to call it a magazine. It's an e-magazine.
Yep.
And she did such a lovely job. I don't know if an advertising agency could have put together a better one. And I'm saying that, I really mean that. It was beautiful. I just, I was sharing it with everybody, but it has, if you want to put the link up or you want to put the link on my page or your page, Char, so people can look into it. It gives a list of all the readers, the photo, what they do, what their specialty is, all the speakers. And then we'll also have Jem and Crystal show. And there's just so many wonderful people. There are people that have been in this industry, you know, for decades that are here to share their knowledge. And of course, Char, you're going to be there. And Miss Christy puts on the psychic fair, and she does an excellent job. She's been doing it for several years now, and I'm going to tell you what, she pulls the best of the best from the Twin Cities together, and she even has some psychics from other states coming in too. So it's going to be a very, very good weekend.
What I like about that magazine that Char put together, and I think this is when you look at stuff, because I do some graphic design work as well, and when you look at stuff, you can see when something is made with passion, right? When you have an actual passion to do something, and if you call it passion, you call it love, you can call it whatever you want, but it shows when someone is really invested into something and what they make. And I do just want to be a second what Maria is saying. I've seen that magazine, and it is really cool. So well done, Char.
Well, you know, she's a damn Virgo, so it's going to be a lot of detail.
Yeah.
It's going to be perfect, or she's not putting it out. You know what I'm
saying? That's right.
No, absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I did put the link in the chat, so if anybody wants to look at it, they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I'm really looking forward to it. I'm very much looking forward. I'm going to check out that crossover on Sunday morning. Crossing over is very important to me in what I do in the paranormal and metaphysical. And I really look to be able to learn and, just to take it in, really, is what I'm looking forward to with that.
Yeah, well, and Char, you're going to sit in if you have a chance, if you're not overbooked. Yeah, she'll sit in and help us too. We have a couple of the readers come in and share their talents as well. And you never know who's going to come through. Sometimes at these messages from heaven, crossing over galleries, we'll get pets. We'll get a mother-in-law that nobody wants to talk to. We'll have, sisters and brothers and best friends and people that have passed on many, many generations ago too. I remember pulling through two people at one of the crossing over galleries. One was an accused witch in the Salem witch trial.
Oh.
And her descendant was actually in the room. And she had done some research and found out that she was the descendant of the Proctors, Elizabeth Proctor and John Proctor, who was accused and hung. And then right after that, I picked up a judge from the Salem witch trials was coming through, and a lady in the very back who had we didn't know who it was because she wasn't a regular client, raised her hand and said, my great, 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 great uncle was one of the judges that probably hung the Proctors. So
wow.
Just unbelievable stuff that comes through.
That is great. I mean, that's really exciting. And having seen many things like this, one of the things I love the most is seeing the reaction of the person that the messages are for, seeing how it affects them, how it helps them. Cause I mean, Maria and Char, it really helps quite a bit, doesn't it? I mean, those sometimes just even getting the name coming through, I always find the thing that people want to know, the first thing people want to know about their loved ones is, are they still there? You know, are they still,
are they okay?
Are we okay?
Always that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Before we go to break, I have time for one quick question here in the chat here. Nicole Antoinette asked the question, Maria, what is your definition of karma?
Well, what we're going to talk about on Saturday is the karma that we're working on is related to the nodes of fate. And the nodes of fate change signs every 18.9 months. And so I think there's an action, there's a reaction for every action from the universe between back and forth. But we're going to talk about the specific stuff that our souls brought over from another lifetime that was left unfinished. And we're going to look at, okay, what do we have to work on for our soul's growth? What lessons, what challenges, what opportunities with these nodes of fate? And that's what we're going to be talking about this Saturday.
That is going to be amazing. Char, your thoughts on these events, because you've gone to a number of them now. What are we in for this weekend?
You are in for a wealth of knowledge. Maria brings so much wonderful information for everybody that's there. And astrology is so empowering. And I think that's what's so great about it. She's giving you, you know, what's happening and what you can do and how to help you. And it's just so uplifting and so empowering to be at these events. And I love it. And her crossing over gallery is phenomenal. Like, I am in awe every time I step in there with her. So it's a beautiful, wonderful healing weekend. You get healings and readings just nonstop all weekend long.
But not overload though, right?
No. I mean, there's so much, there's aha moments and there's just like peace and healing. I mean, on multiple levels. So it's just, there's so much coming on these weekends that it's just, you don't want to miss anything. And I've gone to where I've just been a participant and I've just like left going, wow, that was everything I needed to know that I didn't know I needed to know.
Well, and you know, the thing is too, Char, that I'm really excited to be able to share the stage with you, because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, the last one of these that you did, one of the last Maria events that you did, where you were doing your thing, and you kind of gave the crowd an aha moment. You just talked about aha moments, and you kind of gave them an aha moment. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I just remember that being kind of a big thing, to be honest. And that's I mean, that really resonates with a lot of people.
Yeah, the last topic I did was kind of an aha moment topic. It was the letting go lecture, and that really kind of like, it was fun to watch a whole group of people just collectively go, oh, and I'm like, yeah, and we're done.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Why don't we do this? We're going to go ahead, take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about this event. We're going to have other questions coming through. Anything you want to ask Maria or Char, you are more than welcome to do so. In fact, we're going to hear Char right now with one of her commercials. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on Char 950.
Reach your highest level of consciousness and well-being with MetamorphosisConnections.com. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory of the best holistic and metaphysical practitioners to help you make your most informed choices. You can search MetamorphosisConnections.com for classes, events, wellness and life coaches, plus metaphysical products and shops. You can also search for a wide array of healers from all modalities, including EFT, sound healing, energy healing, light therapy, ancestral healing, shamanic healing, reflexology, past life regressions, hypnotherapy, yoga, and more. And if you're not sure where to start, the search feature on MetamorphosisConnections.com is tailored to help both those who know what they are looking for and those who are just starting. Come explore the possibilities for your higher self by visiting MetamorphosisConnections.com. Their experienced practitioners can guide both beginners and those that are already on their spiritual journey. That's MetamorphosisConnection.com, your link to direct you on your spiritual transformation.
So don't forget, folks, we've been talking about the Minnesota Psychic Fair and classes this Saturday, August 12th, Sunday, August 13th at the Minneapolis Marriott Airport Hotel. I'm going to be there along with Char, and I believe Maria Shaw is going to be there. Of course, I'm just kidding.
I would hope.
We would hope so too, right? to get more information, because it's free to get in. There are going to be some one class and some other stuff that will cost some money. But to see everything that's going on, go to MariaShaw.com. Check it out. I'm so excited for this. And Char, sorry to put you on the spot about the the radio commercial and stuff, but we haven't had Patrick 950 in a while, so I figured we might as well do something here, right?
It's all good.
Yeah. You got to answer these questions, Char. We don't want dead air. Okay. So
just, no, I know.
That's
I know.
It's like spinning plates. We got to keep them spinning for a little bit while longer.
Right.
So today, I'm going to make myself sound like I'm intelligent, but this is, once again, Char that told me this. When we booked for August 8th, she said, oh, it's Lionsgate, which I understand now, but because she explained it to me. But Maria, could you tell us what Lionsgate is, please?
Yes, Lionsgate, or the Lionsgate portal. The peak of it is today. But the Lionsgate energy is one of is almost like an astrologer's holiday. It's like a big time. It's a big time every year when the star Sirius, which is bigger and brighter than the sun in Leo, join together. They align together. And when they do, they kind of shower this energy down to Earth, and it awakens a lot of our DNA. It activates codes in us. It gives us all this intense feeling and intuition. But because it's also tied to Jupiter, which is a planet of good luck, abundance, and growth, it becomes the best time to manifest, mainly of the whole year. So the portal opened, the Lionsgate portal opened July 28th. It closes August 12th. And there's been people that can't sleep. There's been people that are anxious, that are feeling all this energy, and they're saying, I can't handle it. It's just too much. And there's people that are over the top happy and don't know why. It's affecting a lot of people in different ways. Sirius is also called the dog star. And every year around this time, we have the hottest days of the summer, and dog days of summer, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you look at other parts of the country, especially where I'm from, we had like 2 weeks that we had 100 degree weather. I'm from Louisiana, 100, even though I don't have the accent, 100 degree weather for the last 2 weeks. And there was record set in Texas and in Arizona. So we're going to see some more high temperatures for the next 4 days, anytime that we have the Lionsgate portal open. But because it's also associated with the sign of Leo, which is very lucky because we're in Leo season, all this energy helps us manifest. It's a very, very high point. Today, being August 8th, 8-8 is in numerology is a very lucky number because 8 represents money and abundance and prosperity. So I've been urging everybody to manifest today because it's the peak. And then when the portal closes on August 12th, whatever you've manifested in this last couple weeks should start to come to unfold and pass.
Thank you for that. That's an extremely detailed answer. And the next question then that brings me to, and Shar, I know you and I talk about this quite a bit. What is the proper way to manifest, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, you have to feel what resonates with you and what it is that you're trying to manifest, I guess. So, yeah. I mean, I handed Greg this whole box of anything and everything he could ever use for manifesting. I said, whatever you're going to manifest, something in here will help you. So I was trying to help him try to get, you know, some manifesting done. And it just depends on what resonates with you and what it is that you're trying to manifest. I mean, there's different crystals for different things. There's different herbs for things. There's different oils for things. I mean, so there's all kinds of different things that you can use. And, you know, obviously if somebody, I can't tell you to go manifest with something and you hate it, it's not going to work. So you have to pick what works for you. But
But it's important though to ask, I think it's important to ask the question because I think there's people out there and they hear these words, but they're not always sure what that means. And I always want to make sure that, and you two are so good at what you do. I want to make sure. And just as a side note, yes, Shar gave me so much stuff yesterday. I opened up my own metaphysical store. So
I did. Well, and it's really interesting too, because I was like, we have to manifest the heck out of this month. This is a good month. And I think I even told Maria said, this is what we have to do. This is going to be great. This is the time to do it. And interesting enough, both me and Greg are life path number 8.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. Do you have the Mark of the Millionaire in your chart too? Have you taken my Mark of the Millionaire class?
I haven't. I need to check that out. I need like every possible chart from you there is.
Okay. Well, if you're 8, that's very, very good. Okay. That's very good. You have a lot of potential. You know, I would add to what Shar is saying.
Yeah.
Is manifesting is just basically understanding what it is that you want, what goal you have. Setting that intention. And some people will set the intention by writing it down. Some people will visualize it. Some people will pray. They'll put together a mantra and affirmation, but they usually miss the biggest step. And the biggest step, you can write everything down. You can say it. You can visualize it. You can dream about it. You can wish for it. But if you don't tie an emotion to what you're doing, it's for naught. So what I always tell my clients to do is for 68 seconds, to hold the thought in your head. You may want to put a timer on your cell phone. Hold the thought in your head, visualize what it is you want, and tie an emotion to it. Feel happy. Feel what it feels like to have that, that thing or that person or that energy in your life. And it takes 68 seconds to raise your vibration enough to raise it to where you can co-create with the universe. Because the universe always operates at a high point, you know, bliss, joy, happiness. And we as humans go up and down. So when our vibration is low, we lose the connection. And the energy gets low and we lose that opportunity to attract what we want. You know, like attracts like. So you want to keep your vibration as high as you can to attract what you want. And also be very aware that sometimes you just need to let it go too, because a lot of us try to micromanage the universe. So we're asking the universe to help us co-create, but then we're telling the universe how we want to get it. Well, I need to get this job in order to buy this house, and I need to get this degree to get this job to make this money. Just state what it is you want. Let the universe do its job, and don't try to micromanage it and figure out how you're going to get it. Let the universe bring it to you.
I really like that. And, you know, to me, when you're talking about connecting an emotion to it, it's like if you get like a comedy script and you just read it without any emotion whatsoever. Sure, you have that script, you have the words, you have it's all out there for you, but you have to follow through. That emotion seems like that is the follow through to the manifestation.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely agree. Like Char's magazine that she put together. You can tell a difference between her e-magazine that she did because she's emotional about it. She's passionate about it versus somebody that maybe would have just throw something together and may have did a nice job. I'm not criticizing anything, but you could, it's about energy. When you put energy into something and it's a part of you, people pick up on that.
Yeah.
And then they're drawn to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like the phrase millionaire mark though. I, you know, that kind of resonates to me. I could think a lot of happy thoughts around money. I know you might be confused for those watching, seeing my surroundings, and you're like, isn't he not already a millionaire? No, believe it or not, I am not. But
radio pays big bucks. I know that.
Exactly.
Big bucks.
I'm rolling in. There's a room just full of cash down the hall. We just go in there and throw it at each other like snowballs. We have Nicole has a question that she wanted to ask, and the question was, I want to know the coolest thing that all of you have personally manifested. If you want to share. If you don't want to share, that's totally fine too.
Oh gosh, I have to think about that for a second. While I'm thinking, the one thing I wanted to add to all that too is, and Joe talks about this a little bit too, is when you're manifesting, it's a mindset. You know, you can't just say something and then let it go. You have to kind of really be in that mindset and being in a mindset of gratitude and open to receiving. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's manifesting isn't just an act of something. It's a actual physical way of life. You have to kind of do the whole thing. You have to kind of live it.
Can I ask a question that just kind of came to me? Like both of your opinions on this, and maybe there isn't anything to it, but do you ever feel like almost like a message of received, maybe not necessarily we're going to get right on it, but received, like, you know, sometimes when you do something and it's, you know, through some sort of like, you know, intuition or something, and it just feels right. You feel it in your body. You feel kind of like the right tingles. When you do a manifestation session of any kind, do you ever get some sort of like response, like tingling of your body or anything that makes you feel like, I think at least it's been heard? Maria, have you had that?
Sometimes you just know that it's just supposed to be, you know, you have this knowing that you're so sure, just like I have a pink shirt on right now. I just know that I'm supposed to have that and I will have that. It's just this, and you're just so sure. You're so confident that it's supposed to be. I think it was Nicole asked what was the most biggest thing I've ever manifested was my home in the French Quarter. Wow. I didn't even have a real estate agent, but I bought an item for the house and I showed it to everybody. And I said, this is this goddess statue that I'm buying for my condo in New Orleans. And people said, oh, where did you get it? I said, I don't have it yet, but this is going in the house. And within a month I had my condo.
So, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
You want to do things like you already have it. You want to act like you already have it. You want to talk like you already have it. Well, when I move there or when I have that job or, well, you're supposed to act like you already have it and speak in present term. But a lot of times I'll do things prior to, you know, buying something or prior to expecting to be somewhere to prepare for it. Like if I wanted a job, I would go out and buy an outfit to wear for my first day of work. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy this outfit because I'll be wearing this blah, blah, blah. And it usually happens like that. Of course, I like to shop anyhow.
So. Well, there is that. And, you know, the thing that I've been set straight by Shar about, and that was one thing that growing up in certain religions, just being the certain type of person I am, it always felt to manifest things, certain things like houses or cars or money always kind of seemed like, well, you know, there's so many other people that need this sort of thing too, that I felt bad for manifesting something like that. And I'm talked out of that. Don't think I still believe that. But I mean, the idea of like, you have to take care of yourself. You have to, you should ask for what you want to ask for. You should try to, if you want it, then you should try to make it happen.
Yeah. And I think if you take care of yourself first, so then you're able to take care of the needs of others as you see fit.
Yeah.
So if you, once you get established, and I'm at the stage in my career now that I am helping a lot of people come up the ranks, training people, giving people opportunities because, you know, but I had to get to this point. So now that I'm at this point, I can help others. Same thing. If you're manifesting yourself a house or a good job, you know, what can, once you achieve that, you want to give back in some way. That, you know, like I said, my 30th year, this is a whole year of give back. So, and I think a lot of times just by example, I mean, if you're manifesting something and you achieve it, you're setting an example and as being an inspiration to other people.
Got it.
You know, it's they want to do more. And then you can teach them how you did it. And, you know, I don't think money is a bad thing. A lot of people think, oh, money is the root of all evil and you shouldn't ask for this. You shouldn't ask. Money can't buy happiness. Listen, money can buy happiness because it can take the stress off and all the worry of all those bills. So you're happier in life and you have more time to do other things. So please manifest abundance, manifest prosperity, manifest money. Money's not a bad thing. Money is energy. And energy, it's positive energy. It works at a high vibration, you know, just like joy and bliss. So if you're happy, if you feel deserving, if you're joyful, you're going to attract more of it. And money travels in circles. You know, I don't use the word spend a lot. I say circulate, because the power of money is you circulate. It goes in circles. It'll come back to you. So I spend a lot of money. I give a lot of money. I help a lot of people because I know it'll come. I'm not looking for it to come back, but I know it will come back. And it does. I've been very blessed, but I know what the energy of money has to means. And it can bring you happiness because it takes away the stress.
Well, I think something I think something that people forget about money is if you get suddenly, like there's a big Powerball tonight, if you get $1 billion, I mean, $1 billion, maybe that's a bad example. But if you even get like, say, $5 million, $10 million, if you're not good with finances to begin with, you're not going to be good with $5 or $10 million. I mean, so when people are like, well, money is the root of all evil. No, you don't know how to manage money in the first place. So getting a lot of it doesn't necessarily make your problems go away. They may put them aside for a while, or you may get bigger problems from it. So,
well, and I think that's one of the biggest hurdles people do that they don't realize that they're doing, was when they put a negative connotation on money and you're trying to manifest money, it's kind of doing the reverse, because you already see it as something bad. Or if you're always focused on the lack of money, you're focusing on the not have and the not the receiving.
And so if you focus on the lack of, you get more of the lack of. Yeah, right. I totally agree with that.
So why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead, take ourselves another break here. When we come back, we're going to continue talking. We're going to talk some astrology. We're going to talk about all sorts of good things. If you have questions, put them in the chat. You're going to listen. You are listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. And thank you, Patrick, for that. Join us tomorrow as we're going to have Kadrick Olson on. We're talking about unlocking your multidimensional self. It's going to be a great conversation. We've had Kadrick on before. fantastic. He just has so much he brings to the table that we're going to talk to him tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to be talking cryptids. We're going to be talking Bigfoot and other fun little creatures with Robert Robinson. And then, of course, Friday, Casual Friday, lots that we can talk about there. But we have on the French Quarter psychic medium, Maria Shaw. We have Char Savoy from Charvinity and Metamorphosis Connections. We've been talking, I think we've been talking about a lot of good stuff. We get a lot of good feedback from people with the stuff we're talking about. Though, Char, you did kind of skip out on what was the coolest thing that you've ever manifested. And if you don't want to answer, I'm not gonna press it. We're just going to be very disappointed.
I guess the thing that I've manifested is Charvinity and the Metamorphosis Connection. So those are the two things that I put out there, and I manifested those. So,
you know what I manifested, Char?
A chunky bar, and you got one.
Well, you know, funny enough, that is true, actually. Linus, my cat.
Yes.
Because I had another ragdoll cat named Dave, who's just this amazing, amazing little creature, little guy, who we had to put down back in 2012. And even though we had other cats and they're amazing, I've always had, like, I would like another Dave, you know, and we thought they were Maine Coons at the time, but they're ragdolls. And he came into my life, and every day I am so grateful for him. So that's what I manifested, and I couldn't have been happier. I mean, but it does happen. I mean, it does. You see it, and sometimes in my experience, at least, when something you really want comes true, it's sometimes it's like you don't really realize that you manifest it, but then you look back and you're like, all the times I said I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. I feel like that kind of goes towards to getting what you want as well, because it's always been there. It's always been, you're always putting it out there, it feels like.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. And then sometimes you manifest stuff and then it's not exactly what you wanted, and it's meant to be that way.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't always get what you want, you get what you need.
Exactly.
The universe knows what it's doing.
It's funny. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because there's been stuff that I've been wanting for so long, and it happens when it, maybe I don't want it as much anymore. And that does, I don't mean to make that sound as ungrateful as it does. It just, I do think, Maria, you're absolutely right that this was the time that it needed to happen. And whether it's because I'm older, I'm more ready for it, or whatever it is, it feels like that, you know, the timing is right on this stuff. So Maria, I want to ask you, having been doing this for 30 years, what do you see has changed? And it could be anything between the time that you started to now, whether it's, I mean, I'm sure tons of stuff with you would be part of it, but just in general, what do you feel has been like the biggest change at all?
I think acceptance. You know, when I first started, a lot of people couldn't tell their family members that they were coming to one of my psychic fairs. Sure. A lot of people couldn't tell people at work that they knew me. They would listen to me on different radio stations and see me, and they would call me and say, oh, I can't let my husband know that I'm calling, or I can't let anybody in my family know. And now I'm seeing second and third generations all coming to my events or coming to get readings. And more people are so much more open to this. We're seeing things on television and magazines. I mean, 5-10 years ago, nobody talked about Mercury retrograde. Now everybody knows what it is. But I think the acceptance that people recognize that they have another side to them, their intuition, their intuitive side, they have a higher self, they have that dream world, they have this special side that they need to honor and embrace. And it's not scary and it's not weird, because a lot of people thought if they had intuition, or if they thought something that came true, that they were weird or they were cursed or it was the devil's work. And I think that the people are gaining a lot more understanding, are a lot more comfortable. And that's one of the nice things about the show that we're doing this weekend is, you know, we've seen things grow from, you know, 75 people at an average show to several hundred. And I think it's because people are excited and they're not scared, you know, like they used to be. And it's also, they feel like they're coming together with people of like minds, people that get them and understand them.
It's, and I figured that's what you're going to say, because I, you know, from my a shorter period of time being in it. I could say that in a lot of ways, but also I think it's interesting, and Shar, I'd like your opinion on this because maybe I'm way off, but the point of our talk on Saturday, you know, energy karma of the paranormal and metaphysical realms, that these are, you know, that we're looking at the same thing. I feel like that is, at least in the world of paranormal that I've been dealing with for the past 15 years, it's gotten better, but I feel like that it's still very compartmentalized. Shar, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think there's still a long way to go with that area. There's just a lot of like misconceptions, and I mean, it's a little different than the metaphysical, because in the paranormal it's kind of all theoretical. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of how do you put like a basis on something that's just a theory, and everybody can have a theory, but I think there's some underlying undertones there that all need to be the same, you know, like the karma aspect and the energy aspect and things like that. But yeah, I think sometimes that gets looked past. It's kind of like how I always say, you can go watch, you know, a show on TV, like the Long Island Medium, and everybody's like, oh, it's so beautiful and it's wonderful. And then you go watch a paranormal show and it's all creepy and scary. And I'm like, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing the same thing. What are we doing here? So, you know, it's kind of, it has a little ways to go, I think.
But I don't know if you knew this or not, Greg, Shar knows, but you can actually, as an astrologer first and foremost, mm-hmm. You can tell what somebody's doing in the afterlife mm-hmm. based on their chart. We can do death charts for people. We can look at their astrology chart and find out what role they're playing, how long they took to reincarnate, what karma they left on the table from the most recent passing or most recent lifetime. There's a formula that you can do, and you can tell how long you've spent in transition, what you died of, what the karma was at the point of death, what sex you were. I mean, there's just, it's so fascinating. This astrology can tell us so much. But, you know, I do some work with the psychic Thomas John.
Yeah.
And he's going to be coming in October. I'm bringing him back to Minneapolis then, and we're going to be doing messages from heaven in October. And he'll pick up a message from the audience, and then I'll take that person, whoever said, yeah, that's my dad or whatever, I'll take the dad's birthday, do the chart, and we can often tell who received that soul into the afterlife, what the soul's karma was they left behind, and oftentimes what they're doing on the other side, and maybe what they may choose to come back and what their lesson is when they come back. So it's real fascinating. Of course, it's hard to prove unless you have the family there that can say, yes, he did die of this. Yes, my grandma is on the other side. You were right, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of like you need to have those people there to confirm.
It's amazing to watch. It was so fascinating when I watched Maria and Thomas John do that.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like, I just put up Nicole's comment that she didn't know that. I'm going to be honest. I'm sure I've been told this, but I you know, so much information that went over my head. And I feel like that, you know, as you had said, Maria, that over, you know, the 30 years, it's become more accepting and whatnot. But I do think that there's probably a lot more room for people to truly understand what astrology is capable of doing, because I mean, we all, you know, we all go back to the Nancy Reagan days, right? And that's like, no, mm-hmm. no,
we're in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but where we are now, that people are more accepting of the concept. But I think that what you're doing this weekend, what you do in general, what Shar's doing, all this stuff is adding to taking that acceptance and then building it to being like, this is really cool. I want to know more.
Yeah, there's layer upon layer upon layer. I mean, astrology is an art. It's a science and an art. And it can tell you about your past lives, the karma that you brought over, what your life lesson is, your soul purpose is, and who you've had these past life connections with. And then it can tell you about, you know, your life, where you're headed, your forecasting. But a lot of people now are just not asking, when am I going to meet somebody?
Yeah.
They're asking, why am I here? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do? Not my job, not my career, but my true calling. So I think it's really cool. And I will say this about Minneapolis clients and friends is I travel all over the country. I've put events on in Los Angeles and New York and, of course, Louisiana and Michigan, all over Chicago. Mm-hmm. I counted it up. Like, I think I've put fairs on in about 52 cities in the last 20, 30 years. But I will say this. I've always said this about Minnesota people. They get it, and they want to learn more. They have this thirst for spiritual knowledge, and they seem to really get it at when everybody else was trying to catch up and just learn what sign they were. Minnesota folks were already ahead of the game. So they were the first ones to ask me, why am I here? What's my calling? Rather than when am I going to win the lottery?
I feel like that, to your point, in general, there seems to be kind of a lot of people who are being more introspective, asking the question of what you just said. What is my purpose? Do you have any thoughts on why there has been that shift to people being more detailed about their own reason for being on Earth?
From an astrological standpoint, Neptune has been in the sign of Pisces now for several years. Pluto has been in the sign of Capricorn since 2008, and we have had many planets shifting signs that we call generational planets. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a planet in a sign for, 4, 7, 10, 15 years, it changes a whole generation. And the last several years, we've had Neptune in Pisces, which has to do with metaphysical things. And I remember the first time Jupiter was in Pisces too, gosh, years ago, Jason and Grant came out with Ghost Hunters.
Yep.
And then when Jupiter repeated itself, where are we at right now? Jupiter's in Aries. Jupiter repeated itself in Taurus 2 years ago. We had more paranormal and more metaphysical shows and more people doing this. So mm-hmm. I kind of feel like the planets have a lot to do with it. And a whole generation of kids are coming. I shouldn't say kids, but young adults are coming to my shows now. They're in their late teens and 20s and saying, I have to get my chakras balanced. I mean, when I was started doing this, people were thinking getting a massage was a luxury. Oh, I got a massage certificate for my birthday. And they might get one massage in their entire life. Now these people in their 20s and early 30s are getting Reiki on a regular basis.
Yep.
They're getting all the natural healing, all the natural healing modalities. And all this stuff is stuff that, hundreds of years ago people used. They may have had a different word for it. But this was, hundreds of years ago, we didn't have medicines. The doctors prescribed medications and surgeries and ailments based on somebody's astrology sign and where the planets were moving in the sky. They wouldn't operate on a full moon. They would follow the stars in the sky before they planted, before yep. they did anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Shar, I feel like anytime I talk to anybody that I work with mediums or that doing an event with that's talk about astrology and metaphysical, all that, the 9 times out of 10, I'm going to get someone who says, I need to do that. I need to get a reading. I need to have my astrological sign looked at. I mean, as a medium, do you run into that a lot too when you say what you do?
Yeah. Or I tell them, I'm like, have you ever looked into your chart? Have you ever looked at this or looked at that? And because I find it just tells so much about it. Personally, for me, it was very shifting. It went from what's wrong with me to like, oh, well, I can work with that. That makes sense. You know, so it's empowering and it's up. It just changes everything, I think.
And you can use all this as forecasting, can't you? At least to be able to understand certain things about yourself better, right?
Absolutely. Like, I know Mercury is going to go retrograde in Virgo, so I'm going to be kind of like, for a while.
Well, and I was just thinking when it goes retrograde again, I'm just going to get some bubble wrap and wrap myself in it and let me know when it's done. So
I might actually type correctly to you instead of mistyping now.
Well, the day that that happens, I'll just assume that it's not you any longer. I don't know, a reptoid came in or whatever else, but it's, I mean, and that's the thing. And I think that's what I'm excited about more and more with the work that Maria is doing, the work that you're doing, Shar, that this stuff does become accessible. And Maria, I mean, I think that I'm sure you're always like thinking, how do I make this even more accessible than I'm doing right now?
Yeah, we're doing a lot online. We just did a webinar, a free webinar tonight. We had probably, I don't know, maybe 500 people on the webinar. We talked about Lionsgate. It was a short but sweet, just 40 minutes. And everybody wants me to teach classes online because we actually have a lot of followers in the UK and other countries, as well as the United States. And so I've been doing a lot more online, getting comfortable with that. But I still like seeing people in person. So, yeah. You know, I still like to do my shows and my in-person classes. I think meeting people personally is very important. That connection is very important.
So once again, the Minnesota Psychic Fair and Classes is this Saturday and Sunday, August 12th and 13th. At the Minneapolis Marriott Airport Hotel. To get in, it's free. To go and get more information, definitely go and check out briashaw.com, and also go there to see her classes, to see everything else that's going on with her and what she can offer to you. Same with Ms. Char Savoy. Please go to charvinity.com as well as going to metamorphosisconnections.com. There's so much that they're offering. Bria and Char, thank you so very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. It was a great conversation. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be talking Bigfoot. We're going to be talking cryptids. We're going to be talking whatever you want, as we're going to have Robert Robinson on. It's going to be a fantastic conversation. And we will be back in studio tomorrow with Kedrick Olson. Have a great night, everybody.